all today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It is the Friday edition. We kick off hour number one, and it's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us online, freetalklive.com. Everything on our site is totally free. Again, that is freetalklive.com. We don't have guests on here very often, and it's very less often that guests are repeat on Free Talk Live. We've had a few people come back from time to time, and this is going to be the second time in, well, it's been about a year, actually, since we've had him on. His name is Mark Stevens, and he is the author of Adventures in Legal Land. In fact, Mark, not only do you hold the distinction of being one of the few guests we've had on again, but you also still hold the distinction of being the only guest ever to appear on Free Talk Live that has, well, essentially been on to promote a book. Are you with us, Mark?
Wow. Yeah, I'm here. Well, great. Well, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to be back on again.
Indeed, and it's always good to have you with us. Adventures in Legal Land. Before we get into more detail, why don't you explain for all of our new listeners that weren't listening a year ago, what is your book about, Mark?
My book is about exposing the government hoax, what I call the fact that government has no legitimacy and that there are no states and citizens, that the whole thing is a total and utter fraud. And the way I do that is by using examples, real-life examples that other people, that myself and other people have gone through in court to show that there is no state, that there are no citizens. The whole thing's a scam. There's no legitimacy whatsoever.
Now that's,
it's nothing more than a... I'm sorry?
I was going to say, I mean, that's a pretty radical claim for a lot of our listeners. They've probably never even heard such a claim before. How can you back that up, Mark?
Easily. Why don't we just take everybody through some of the things that they already know, and we'll go through and just look at the facts, because what I do is basically just asking for facts, and politicians, bureaucrats, or statists, people who believe in statists, just people who believe in states and citizens, cannot produce any facts. It's all nothing more than opinions. And so what I like to use is the difference between the citizen and an alien, and obviously that's something that separates a citizen from an alien. I know you guys are in Florida, I'm in Arizona. There's a huge thing going on right now, nationally, if you will.
Sure.
About illegal aliens. And I wrote a whole article called There's No Such Thing as an Illegal Alien, of course. And the difference between a citizen and an alien is defined by the Supreme Court in many, many cases. And if you accept the system as valid, what the Supreme Court says, especially when it's 9-0, that's law. And Luria versus United States, L-U-R-I-A versus United States, is one of hundreds of cases that say this. That a citizen is a member of the body politic, owning a duty of allegiance in return for duty protection. These are reciprocal obligations, one a consideration for the other.
I think a lot of people...
Yeah, you're going to have to probably dumb it down a little bit.
I think a lot of people understand the idea that they are a citizen, or they think they're a citizen, and that in return they get protection from the
right.
government. I think a lot of people understand that that's the situation they believe that they're in.
And the converse is true, or the opposite is true, that someone who's an alien is not a member of the body politic, because he can't vote, like a citizen can.
Right.
And that he owes no duty of allegiance to that particular government, but to another government, and that the government has no duty to protect them. That's pretty basic. Like when somebody renounces their citizenship, they pledge allegiance to another power, and the government's no longer there to protect.
Got it.
So that's pretty basic stuff. And you see the police cars where it says to protect and serve. And you get someone like the decider who gets on TV and says his most solemn obligation, of course, is protect the American people, which, of course, we can, not to get into a tangent, but where was he on 9/11?
Sure.
Anyway.
Well, this is one of those,
yeah.
This is one of those things that, you know, this is how they're reinforcing this message. Well, we're here to protect you. And, you know, the Bush administration has constantly just pounded that into the American people. Well, we're going to protect you. Just give up your freedoms. We're here for you, America. And it's all a lie.
Well, right. It is. And what I'm going through right now is only one way to prove that that is a lie.
Okay.
This is certainly not the only one. This is just one that I came had stumbled upon. I was looking through a lot of cases that had to do with judicial immunity, why judges could could do whatever they want to you, I mean, basically have you killed, and there's no civil liability whatsoever. I mean, yeah, they may go to jail, but there's no civil liability. You can't get any kind of compensation from them. So I started stumbling upon a lot of cases, and lawyers all know this stuff, guy. I mean, all lawyers know this because you got to go through law school. When you go through law school, you have to go through cases like the Cheney versus State of Wisconsin. And what I found was that, as a matter of black-letter law, and this is it's in statute, it's in court cases, in Supreme Court cases, all over, this is all 50 so-called states and the United States, so it's not like there's a rogue agent in Mississippi or something. No, this is all over. That the government and the agents are under absolutely no duty to protect anybody. And an example that I give that everyone of the listeners can understand is that if your car is stolen or your house is broken into, you cannot successfully sue the police department for failing to protect you.
Yeah, they have sovereign immunity. It's not only just the police department, but it's virtually every government bureaucracy. I mean, they all pretty much are immune from lawsuit. Yes, you can complain. Yes, somebody might get a slap on the hand, and occasionally they will send a really egregious offenders, really bad cops. Sometimes they will get jail sentences, but suing them, actually getting money out of them, that's pretty tough to do.
Right, and I just want to make a distinction. It's not actually an immunity from lawsuit. It's sovereign immunity. What sovereign immunity does legally is it does not deny the tort, or it does not deny the action. It just says you can't hold this particular entity or individual accountable. That's not the case here. But here, it's a failure to present a cause of action, because a cause of action, which of course gets them into a lot of trouble and under and shows where all their cases are zero or null and void anyway, is that you have failed to present a legal right that has been damaged, and then the damage therefrom. You don't have a legal right to be protected by the government. So it's not an issue of sovereign immunity.
In your book, in Adventures in Legal Land, you actually lay out at least a couple different Supreme Court cases that back up the claim that you're making, that is that there is no obligation to protect these citizens. So you're saying, first off, that citizens are individuals that, you know, the government, you've sworn an allegiance to the government, therefore the government has an obligation to protect them, but there is no obligation to protect, at least according to several Supreme Court decisions. In fact, one court decision that was reaffirming that came down last year at the same time as the Kelo decision. I don't remember the name of it, but there was three or four different Supreme Court decisions that came out last summer, and yet another one, they once again reiterated that there was no obligation for any police or any government agency to protect anybody.
And it's not just a few cases. I don't want anyone in the audience thinking that I just pulled two, like I mentioned before. It is all 50 so-called states have the same cases, and they usually, you know, they cite other states so-called to back them up, that this is nothing new. And this is nothing that just came out about, you know, 100 years ago or 50 years ago. It's always been that way, and there are other ways to prove that. So what I had looked at, as far as there not being any citizens in no states, is that if the only thing that makes somebody a citizen is the membership in the body politic with the duty of allegiance in return for the duty of protection, that they're reciprocal, and there is no duty to protect you, well, there's no duty of allegiance and there's no such thing as a citizen.
Let me see if I got this straight, and just to rephrase that. The definition of citizen, and you can go look this up in any law dictionary, heck, even just dictionary.com or the free dictionary, the definition is that you have given up, pledged allegiance to a government, and in return they are to protect you. But what you're saying is the government has said time and time again that there is no obligation to protect. The government does not have to protect you, so therefore there's no agreement there at all, and so there's no such thing as a citizen in the first place, or at least around here, since there never was an agreement, and the government certainly doesn't agree to protect you, because they're essentially violating the so-called social contract by it coming right out and saying, look, we don't have to protect you. Is that basically what you just said?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, all right, hang on. Mark Stevens, hang on. We're going to come back to you. Mark Stevens, because we're having some serious trouble with the phone line there. We're going to try to get Mark on a better line.
I was beginning to think Mark was a robot there.
We're going to get Mark on a better line. But if you've got questions for him, 800-259-9231, we're going to explore this a little bit more. The idea that there is no citizen, there's no illegal aliens, and there's no nation, even. We've yet to touch on that one. That's one of the more interesting ones. And plus how all of the courtroom situations that we see in America is just, as he puts it, a public relations scam. We'll come back and explore. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
I'm Bobby Lyon with today's Car Clinic Minute. Wearing faux fur, surfing the net, and flying the flag. Behaviors that are all the rage. But if your driving's in that rage category, kick it to the curb. I'll tell you why when we come back.
Bobby Lyon here with car killer number 7 on my 10 most wanted list. What causes your engine to overheat? Usually it's corrosion and buildup in the cooling system. A BG cooling system service flushes that murky, discolored fluid, replacing it with premium coolant and conditioner. And it comes with a free protection plan. Remember, not all scheduled maintenance is the same, so go to bgfindashop.com to find a BG cooling system service now.
BG.
Aggressive driving's one outrageous, make that road-rageous behaviors that can destroy property and cost lives. And if you thought road rage only happens in big cities in the Northeast or California, listen to this. According to the Bureau of Transportation Statistics, the five states with highest aggressive driving rates are South Carolina, Wyoming, Alabama, Kansas, and Oklahoma. Urban or rural, you can control road rage by honoring one road rule. The golden rule, that is. I'm Bobby Lycus. Lycus, you'll love us. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on our website is totally free. And including the archives. We've got an entire year's worth of the show right there on the front page of the website. You just go and download them. It's that simple. There's no logging in. There's no membership fee. Just go grab them up, freetalklive.com. Plus, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. freetalklive.org. We go back to our guest, hopefully on a better line this time, we think. At least it's Mark Stevens, the author of Adventures in Legal Land. And by the way, your website, Mark, is adventuresinlegalland.com.
That's it.
And the cool thing about your site is you're selling a book, and both Mark and I have read this book. I highly recommend it. I think it's excellent. It's it is an eye-opener. It is a shocker. And it's well-written. It's easy to understand. You go over lots of really critical information that people just don't come across. And just the way that you think, I think, is brilliant, Mark. You're one of the, I think, the greatest thinkers of our time. And so that's why I like having you on the show, because it's just, you've got radical concepts, but you can back them up.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Now, Mark, I'd like to say I read the book, too, and I think it's a great read. I'm not sure I agree entirely with your political stance that it becomes apparent inside the book, but, man, it's worth reading.
So, it's adventuresinlegalland.com, and also on that site, you've got some essays, so you can get a good taste for what Mark is all about. He's got free essays on his site, plus some excerpts from the book as well, even a message board, so it's a decent site. Plus, we promoted this last week. We mentioned Lysander Spooner's No Treason, which is an old kind of, I don't know if it was a full-long book. How would you describe No Treason?
It was a series of essays that were published in the paper. That's what I remembered them being. And then someone had put them together for a book.
Right, and then you have actually done essentially an audiobook version of that. So if you've been interested in Lysander Spooner, great site is adventuresinlegalland.com. So, Mark, now, we were talking about your book and the idea that there are no citizens and there are no illegal aliens, and essentially what you outlaid was that, well, the definition of a citizen is that these are individuals, people in a country that have sworn allegiance to a government, and then in return the government's supposed to provide them with protection. But the government has said time and time again, at least the American government, has said time and time again that we have no obligation to protect you. So if there's no obligation to protect, then we don't have any obligations to the government. Do I have that right?
That's exactly right.
I think anyone who calls 911 generally gets a pretty good idea very quickly for just how much the government has no responsibility to protect.
Right. You can't sue them for showing up late or not showing up at all.
Or not showing up at all, or the 911 operators just giving you a runaround or a hassle. Just being that whole system just kind of being a joke.
Let's take this to the next level, Mark. Since we've determined so far that there's no citizens and no there's no illegal aliens, how is it that there's no nation either?
Because the nation is not the ground. The nation is made up of citizens. So in the case of the United States, so-called, you have individual sovereign states, and those states are made up of citizens. The state's not the ground because, I mean, it's like a prosecutor. I mean, you can just ask him, and he says, I represent the state of Arizona. He doesn't represent the ground because that's just...
How can you represent the ground? That's not possible. The ground doesn't think.
Right.
The ground is not an entity.
Exactly. So it's the people. It's the citizens. And that's what makes up the body politic. Even in the Massachusetts Constitution, I think it's still in there that a body politic is a voluntary association of individual men and women. So that's what makes it up. The
voluntary.
State is comprised of citizens. Right. Voluntary. Yeah.
Did you ever volunteer into this body politic? Because I don't remember volunteering myself.
No, and to quote Lysander Spooner, well, the paraphrase, it basically the only government by consent that they've ever considered is one that all must accept or get shot. But if the state is made up of citizens and there are no citizens, well, then it follows that if there are no citizens, because there's no duty to protect and no allegiance, then there's no body politic and no state. And since the nation is made up of United States, and there is no United States because there are no individual states.
Well, now, Mark, I've been listening on this, and I went through the Constitution and kind of in Amendment 14, it does talk about protection, owed from the government to the citizens, and it says equal protection of the laws, just deny any person within its jurisdiction equal protection of the laws. Now, if the Constitution is talking about protection of laws, obviously people don't think that words on paper are going to dance in front of bullets or whatever it is that those laws might protect them. So I think that it's not necessarily the government's inside its own Constitution. It doesn't claim to protect people. It claims to give them protection of laws. And so you know, I mean, that in and of itself is a qualified statement.
Well, no, because who administers the law? I mean, the law is not, the law, like you said, the law is done by government. The law is in place, and the Constitution, they tell us, is in place to regulate how government operates. And let me just read a quick quote from the book where this is black letter law. The Constitution is a charter of negative liberties. It tells the state to let the people alone. It does not require the federal government or the states to provide services, even so elementary a service as maintaining law and order. And of course, it's Bowers v. DeVito, 686, Federal 2nd, page 616.
And that's a good point because and we've pointed out before that the Constitution doesn't grant people rights. The Bill of Rights doesn't grant people rights. It simply outlines the fact that this government is supposed to respect those rights. So you're saying that the Constitution never makes claim to protect it. You're saying the Constitution doesn't claim to protect anybody?
Well, I don't know if the actual text in there says about, you know, protecting, because I don't think the actual text says that. What the text of the Constitution lays out, is, and remember, the Constitution is just a GD piece of paper, as the decider told us,
right.
And he's right. It is just four pieces of paper, which nobody signed, which makes it, I mean, just four pieces of paper.
Well, somebody signed it.
Obligation at all. But what it's supposed to do is frame the way a government is supposed to run, and the Bill of Rights and other clauses of the Constitution lay out that in the course of protecting life, liberty, and property, you may not do this. That's the theory of it.
Got it. And so going back to Lysander Spooner, I like what he had said. I'm paraphrasing him on this, but he basically had said that, you know, if it's okay for the government to take things from people by force, which is what everybody says, is, you know, oh, it's okay for the government to do these things. It's okay for the government to take your money, to take tax dollars by force, because, you know, they're using it for good things. And besides, that's the government's job. Then in that case, if you want to make it legitimate to steal money from people and that sort of thing, all you have to do is get a gang of people together and just label yourselves the government, right?
Exactly. And, yeah, that's in No Treason. He talks about that a number of times. And that's what it is. What I say, and I have the world's shortest political quiz on my website, and it's one question. Should a service or product be provided at the barrel of a gun? And the answer, of course, is no.
Any service, any product. Hang on, we're going to come back to more of Mark Stevens, the author of Adventures in Legal Land, available at adventuresinlegalland.com. Good stuff. Just earth-shattering, unbelievable to some extent. And if you are in shock at the moment, you should get on the line right now because your chance to ask Mark a question, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Is it true that there is no nation, no citizens? It's Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most most important, they're affordable. Natural Salt Lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a Natural Salt Lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
Hey, Bill, I'm buying lunch today. And check this out. I bought a new car.
Wow, John, I guess you took my advice and visited that website we were talking about over lunch last time we met. www.didyourobbillgates.com.
I did, and you were right. I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. And it's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my fifth week.
Whoa, that's awesome. John, your business will keep growing as mine has. In fact, people are joining from all over the world. It's incredible. Everyone should go to www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how this program can help them become financially independent, too.
Thanks a million, Bill, for telling me about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Check, please.
I got this one, Bill.
Sure, John. Let's tell everyone about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Deal.
United States Pharmacopoeia, USP, sets the standard for most food supplements and are used in over 95% of all vitamin and mineral supplements in the world. The problem is that these products have never appeared in any living tissue. They're created in laboratories and are not recognizable to the body's metabolism. Grown by Nature, products are different because they use renatured ingredients, proprietary blends of essential vitamins and minerals with cofactors of proteins, lipids, and complex carbohydrates. Over 50 studies have been conducted on renatured nutrients, and over 20 have been published in peer-reviewed journals proclaiming their superiority. As a result, Grown by Nature vitamins and supplements are now recognized as simply the best available. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Grown by Nature products today. We are what we eat, and since we are of nature, we should eat foods in their natural form. Only Grown by Nature offers a full line of renatured nutrients. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 because not all products are grown by nature, but they should be.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
On this, the Friday night edition, you can also join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens and dozens of ladies have sent us their photo validated, as a matter of fact, which means that in the picture, they're proving that they listen to the show. You can see what I mean by visiting the Shrine for yourself at freetalklive.com. Plus, over the weekend, we will be adding at least one brand new Shriner to the Shrine of Female Listeners, freetalklive.com. We have Mark Stevens on the line with us. He is the author of Adventures in Legal Land at adventuresinlegalland.com. It is quite an interesting read. I highly recommend it, and you can get a good taste for it at his website. But we're also kind of giving you, I guess, a look into what, well, this whole idea, and it's really radical, but I got to say, I'm on board with it. I like it. The idea that there is no such thing as a nation, there is no such thing as citizens, and you've already sort of explained why that is, Mark, but for those tuning in, can you give us the 30-second version of why there are no citizens and no nation?
Right, because a citizen, as opposed to an alien, is a member of the body politic owing a duty of allegiance in return for a duty of protection, and that they're reciprocal. And we all instinctively know that you can't sue the police department for failing to protect you, or let's say your car is stolen, and because they've told us flat out there is no duty to protect anyone, so no duty of protection, no duty of allegiance, there are no citizens.
So when you say reciprocal, you mean it meaning if there's not one, there can't be the other.
Right. And that's contract language for anyone not familiar
right.
with it. Reciprocal obligations, contract language. And if there is no duty of protection, there's no duty of allegiance. Without that, there are no citizens. Without citizens, there's no body politic. Without the body politic,
let me see if I can repeat this back in very simple language.
Because we don't have lawyers listening to the show.
Right. I mean, our average general listener, I don't think is like reciprocal duty of allegiance. These are all fairly large legal terms, and I'd like to put it in just simpler language. So as a person, in order to be a citizen, you have to give allegiance to a set of boundaries, a country, right?
I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance. So you are pledging your allegiance. Now, the reason why you're pledging allegiance is you're pledging allegiance to a government who says, we'll protect you. You're pledging allegiance to us because you love your country. And so somebody pledges allegiance that the government is supposed to protect them. Well, because the government says, no, we're not going to protect you.
Well, now, that's the Supreme Court that says that. George Bush will come up on a, you know, get behind a podium and say, I'm going to protect you, America. But the Supreme Court, whenever it comes down to brass tacks.
Right. I mean, the reality is legally the government has no obligation to protect anyone. So because they don't have any obligation to protect anyone, then no one has any obligation to be, have any sort of allegiance to the government. And therefore, there are no citizens, and the boundaries are all fictional.
You raise a very interesting issue here when you say, let's put it in simple language, because the average person won't understand it. So think about this. If you have to have a meeting of the minds to be able to enter into a contract, and the Supreme Court has said on a number of occasions that citizenship is contractual in nature because it's by consent. If the average person doesn't understand these terms and what a citizen is as opposed to an alien, how could there have been a meeting of the minds and that these people actually become citizens?
There certainly wasn't ever a meeting of the minds, and there definitely wasn't ever a signing of an agreement.
Oh, but whenever
whenever
you bring that point up, they'll just say, oh, but it's a social contract. Everyone understands.
No, everyone doesn't understand.
Exactly.
It's ludicrous. Now, Mark, I think Mark, the other Mark, the co-host, or Mark has a question.
I do. Now, obviously, you make some good points as to the illegitimacy of the government, and they're difficult to dispute. But there's sort of another side of that. If you're saying the government's illegitimate, then I would assume you are saying that it shouldn't exist. And if it shouldn't exist, there's a vacuum. And that vacuum should be filled by?
The market.
The free market?
The market.
The market has to be free if there's no government.
What I say all the time is this. It's not necessarily the particular service that government provides that's the problem. It's the manner in which it is provided. You don't have a choice. You don't have a choice in whether you get it and pay for it. That's the problem. So government is men and women providing a service at the barrel of a gun. Without government, you'll still have men and women providing these services. They won't be doing it at the barrel of a gun. That's the only difference.
Now, Mark, it seems to me that there are certain services that the government provides that, like guns, are necessary. For instance, if you're tracking down desperados, probably where the term desperado comes from, and looking for people that are, mowing people down and stealing their money, like, you probably should have a gun in order to administer that service of picking that person up and putting them in jail.
Well, but you're confusing things, Mark. I'm saying that the so-called service provider is using the gun to provide the service to the customer. You're talking about a different situation where it's not the service being provided by the customer. What you're doing is you're providing the service for the customer, and you have to use the gun in order to protect that customer. That's two different things.
Right. He's talking about who's paying for it. You're talking about who's paying for it and what manner is it being paid for. You're saying that the government is forcing people to pay for it, and we've talked about that time and time again on Free Talk Live.
And to boil that down, what he's saying is that what you're talking about is where use of guns is a service.
And it's valuable.
That is being paid for by taxes, which are guns using force on people. In other words, there's a difference.
I think I got it.
Yeah.
That's a valuable service, though, Mark, what you're describing, protecting people from criminals. People will be willing to pay on a voluntary basis for protection services like that.
The criminal paid
people do it all day, and people do it now.
One would assume that the criminal paid his taxes at some point or another, and he's having the service administered upon him in the same way that any average citizen who violates, I would like to see a lot fewer laws than we currently have, but I would like to definitely see some laws. Any citizen that violated any of the laws is going to have those laws administered against them. And it seems difficult to me to imagine a system where you pay someone in order to keep you in control.
Well, that's not what you're doing. What you're doing is you're paying someone to protect your life, liberty, and property. You're not paying somebody to be in control of other people.
And just because you can't envision how the system would work, Mark, doesn't mean that the system wouldn't work.
Well, I would think what would work
because it works every day. It's called, they're called insurance companies, and you have, well, you know, you have Brinks, and you do have security, private security. You have Blackwater, who had sent their men down to police down in during Louisiana last year.
Yeah, I wonder.
They're all private agencies already.
I wonder. Do you think all the casinos and the millions of dollars that are in the casinos in Las Vegas, do you think they use the local police force to protect their casinos, or do you think they use private security?
No, they certainly don't. And I want to just use an analogy real quick, because I know a lot of people, I get on the radio, and I'm sure you guys get this. In fact, I've heard you guys have this before, especially Ian, where people will call up, and they want you to give them a solution to every single possible thing that may happen.
Sure.
And this is the analogy I like to use to answer those calls before they even come in. We know that leeches do not cure cancer. We know that without a doubt. And just because we do not have the cure for cancer at this time, we do not continue using leeches until we find out the cure. We know it doesn't work. We need to get rid of it. End of story, done. And I like how Ernie Hancock puts it. Freedom's the answer. What's the question? It doesn't matter what the situation is. It doesn't mean you go against the basic principle that you provide a service on a compulsory basis.
And that's the question that you asked at the end of the last segment. I think it's a brilliant question. When you look at somebody and ask them what services should be provided at the barrel of a gun, and you're not talking about arresting people and pointing guns at them, you're talking about how is it that you're paying for it. Should water companies be forcing you to pay for water? Should the police be forcing you to pay for their services? Shouldn't I be free enough to choose an alternate service or choose no service at all?
Right. And I put it this way. If those people out there who want to protect your life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness really wanted to do that, they wouldn't be so all-fired willing to take your life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness away in order to do it.
If you don't want to pay, say, your property taxes, for instance. Johnson?
I kind of had a question also just along those lines. I mean, we were speaking about services of the law. I wanted to know, are you, in fact, or were you a lawyer? I mean, we had kind of discussed this over the last break, so I'm just curious.
Actually, I'm going to have you hang on to that answer. We're going to come back to you. Mark Stevens, adventuresinlegalland.com is his website. Is he a lawyer? Because he certainly is really educated on these sorts of matters. In fact, he's actually been known for appearing in court, and we'll talk a little bit more about that because we haven't even touched on his court appearances yet. This is your show. You take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. If you've got a question for Mark Stevens, now would be the time to call. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
OPCPure.com.
What are you doing?
Energizing. OPCPure.com.
Energizing?
And celebrating. OPCPure.com.
Celebrating what?
By energizing.
What? You're crazy.
Not crazy. Just excited. I finally found the all-natural products that restore my energy without chemicals or toxins. I don't even experience the crash and burn I get from energy drinks, coffee, or sugar highs. I'm a healthier man, and I feel great.
OPC what?
OPCPure.com, my friend. OPCPure.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. And you can bring up whatever you want. It is the Friday edition, and it's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Once again, that number, 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free. And if you appreciate that and you want to help us out a little bit, well, shop with us. We've got a partnership with Amazon. It is the world's largest internet retailer. They sell virtually anything that you can think of. Over 30 different product categories delivered to your door. Great prices, awesome shipping deals. And the best part is when you enter through Amazon.freetalklive.com, we'll get a percentage of your purchase. So that's Amazon.freetalklive.com, and they cut us in a little bit on anything that you buy. So you're going to do the shopping anyway. You might as well shop at Amazon.freetalklive.com. We go back to Mark Stevens, the author of AdventuresInLegalLand.com, or the actually author of Adventures in Legal Land at AdventuresInLegalLand.com. And Johnson, a moment ago you asked Mark a question because we've been talking about sort of legalistic things, citizens and nations, and you were wondering if he's actually a lawyer. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Mark?
I am not, and never have been, and never will be.
Why is that?
A lawyer. Lawyers, for one thing, lawyers have to swear an oath of allegiance to the very system that's attacking the people that they're claiming to represent. And that's a scam in and of itself, because if you look up in Corpus Juris Secundum, for example, or our American jurisprudence under attorney, you'll find out right there that attorneys do not represent their clients. They represent the system that's attacking their client.
Really?
You know, it's actually funny, you know, to bring this up, my ex-girlfriend, who was actually briefly a host on the show, she was getting ready to go to law school, was studying criminology. She's still somewhat involved with it, but she's entirely disgusted with the entire system now and has totally veered away from taking the route of becoming a lawyer. So it's interesting that you say that, because I now know someone who is a libertarian who went to become involved with law, but then realized how awful this is.
Looking at it from our perspective.
Yeah, looking at it from our perspective, from the inside, just decided this is
I'd like to make it clear that the perspective that's being presented during this hour is not entirely libertarian. Now, Mark,
well, actually, it is, as a matter of fact, because libertarians believe in not using force on others, and it absolutely is libertarian.
Well,
if you're a principled libertarian,
if you boil libertarian, then if you boil down the no force principle it is entirely an anarchist.
You can call it that. I'd prefer to call it free market.
Okay. But yeah. Whatever. There is a term
right.
in existence.
We can now, argue about this later. Actually,
I understand.
We're low on time here, so I want to make sure that we have a chance to touch on something. Mark,
I got a question, too.
Okay, great. Because we do have calls coming in. Mark Stevens, what's the practicality of all this? I mean, because it's interesting to sit here and talk about how there is no citizen, there's no nation. We can, and even though we can back it up, and even though, you know, it's valuable to an extent to spread this information, what's the practical use here?
Well, I'm glad you asked that, because there is a practical use, and this information comes in extremely handy. Real quick, briefly, and then I'll get into like the issue of standing, which is really the meat and potatoes. Imagine you have an attorney on a traffic stop, a traffic case, and he says, I'm Joe Schmo, I represent the state of Arizona. And asking him one simple question, is there evidence of a complaining party? And he can't answer it. I have never had a yes or no answer to that question. It's a totally legitimate question.
This is one of the reasons why your book is so revolutionary. I mean, the concepts that you're putting forth have been, you know, echoed in the past by Lysander Spooner and that sort of thing, but you're essentially taking these concepts and applying them in a courtroom situation to where basically you ask a series of questions of the judge and some of the other people that are on the stand. You ask a series of questions that essentially backs them into a corner to the point where they either have to be extremely violent with you and throw you in jail, or they have to throw out the case, basically. And we don't have time to get into more detail, but that's one of the reasons why this book is just so awesome, AdventuresInLegalLand.com. I know you have a question, Mark, but I want to go to the phones first. Somebody on the line for Mark Stevens. It's Mike in Texas. Mike, you're on Free Talk Hello. Live with Ian Johnson, Mark, and Mark Stevens. Hello.
Hello. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Hey, I was talking yesterday about Native American Indians, and I'm wondering if you would agree that the Indians had a society that was at least similar to the libertarian ideal. They didn't have a big government pushing people around. They didn't have a long list of laws. As far as I know, they didn't have any written laws.
That's good.
I don't think that tribal rulership is necessarily the same as libertarianism. I mean, it's a primitive. It's small, but it's sort of primitive in the same
way. I'm not saying an exact equivalent, but I mean, you think it was any way? I mean, it definitely is not like our system of government.
Now, do you have a question for Mark Stevens?
Yes. As far as he was talking about, you know, that the government doesn't have any reason, they don't have an obligation to protect us. And the libertarian ideal seems to be to have private industry, and he mentioned specifically private industry, tending to our national security. But my question is, don't you think that private companies would be looking after their own interests? I mean, you mentioned things like handling, you know, security of banks. But not national security.
Well, they do have their interests. They have their bottom line, because their bottom line is to carry out their obligation to their client. And if they're not doing that, they're not going to be making any money. I can always put my money somewhere else. So in a free market, the way it should be, their bottom line is the most important thing, and their bottom line is taking care of their customers. And remember, in a voluntary society, like insurance companies, I don't really mention them, you don't have corporations in a so-called corporate veil where there's not personal individual responsibility.
Right, you'd have businesses. You'd have businesses run by individuals who would be responsible for the decisions that they made.
Right, all a corporation is something where the government is protecting a group of people and treating them as though they're an individual.
Mike,
the problem I see is that businesses' interests often conflict with the interests of the general population. You know, I mean, what's going to stop a private company from forming a powerful army and then just taking over the country, forcing its will on the people?
How would they get the money, Mike?
What would stop them from putting an army together, though?
How are they going to pay the army?
Can I address Mike's question?
Certainly, go ahead.
Okay, if they did, in that situation, you would be getting exactly what you have now.
Good point.
Mike, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. All right, so, Mark, you had a question for Mark Stevens.
Kind of referring to this insurance situation, and I know that scenarios are difficult to handle, but, I mean, that's how people think, is they want to know, well, what would happen in this situation, what would happen in that situation? And I have one for you that I think is a bit of a conundrum in this insurance.
Okay.
So you've got a guy and a girl, and they have sex without a contract, like happens so often, and I would imagine would happen in a lawless world. And she gets pregnant, and she has an insurance company which is like, let me be free insurance, and he has an insurance company which is Jesus Christ is my Savior insurance company. She decides she wants to get an abortion. Let me be free insurance has no problem with abortions. Jesus Christ insurance, on the other hand, does. So as far as Jesus Christ insurance is concerned, she's killing his baby. And according to her insurance company, she is completely within her rights. How would, I mean, can you imagine how this would be a problem? How we could have a minor war on our hands with Jesus Christ insurance whipping across the nation, punishing lawbreakers?
Well, I don't see that being a problem at all. I think if the situation couldn't be settled by coming to the table between two insurance companies, then obviously the one insurance company has a policy they're going to have to pay out. And that may or may not even be insurable in a voluntary society. That's another issue, too.
Well,
so it's a very difficult...
And no. I'd also, before you go on, I'd like to point out, Mark, you used the term lawless society, and that's not accurate at all. In a society based on the free market, the marketplace and private property owners and insurance companies would be able to absolutely write private laws to govern their own property.
I don't think that that's even the right term.
Where you agree into it.
I mean, when you have terms of a contract, then you have terms of a contract. That doesn't make
a law. Well, what do you think? Do you think that would be the right term, Mark?
There's a Supreme Court case that's quoted in Valentine's Law Dictionary where it's like the law of the contract where people make an agreement and that's the law that governs that agreement. I don't like to use the word law because it has a political connotation to
okay.
it. But I would say that, you know, the certain rules that we agree to. And in a voluntary society, the rules would be no service of property. Well, aggression is wrong. Aggression is wrong. And in the science of justice, is like Lysander Spooner quotes from Blackstone, is the science of mine and thine. That's all it is. Injure no one, live honestly, and give every man his due. That's the rule.
And I think that principle is the most important, and I think that's one of the things that people need to keep sight of. That also, if a libertarian society were to come about, and that were the central main principle behind the entire society, that's the focus. It's the principle. Just because we start to live in a principled society, it isn't going to eliminate all the problems. There are still
sure.
going to be people that get angry at one another. There's still going to be acts of aggression. There's still going to be
sure.
people that commit crimes. But, you know, those problems aren't going to just disappear. So we are still going to have some of the same problems that our current society has, but the focus will be different.
Mark Stevens from AdventuresInLegalLand.com. I know we're going to have you back on at some point in the future. Plus, you need to start cranking out some more blog entries and some articles for us to read in the future, all right, man? You're not doing enough of that. Thanks, dude. We appreciate hearing from you tonight. 800-259-9231. Always good to have a good dose of Mark Stevens. We'll come back with more. And, Mark, I know you want to jump all over some more of this stuff.
It's a great book.
Hour number two is on the way. You take control of the airwaves. It is your show, Free Talk Live.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.